Hello, this is Earl, and I am joined by Kyle this week.
Hello.
I don't even know if it's a week. Kyle and I don't necessarily agree on a ton of things, but we both happen to be big Power Ranger fans. And to celebrate the 20th anniversary of Power Rangers, Saban created Power Rangers Megaforce, which is going to be this huge culmination of 20 years of Power Rangers, and you'd have this huge epic legendary war at the end that was going to just be amazing. And then it happened, and I think we both kind of left disappointed. So we figured we'll just kind of share our thoughts on Megaforce and Super Megaforce and this grand finale, which was kind of disappointing. I think I can say that. I don't know if you necessarily agree it was disappointing.
Oh, hell yes.
I mean, I guess before we get there, I just wanted to get one thing off my chest, and it's something that's bothered me for the last series as well. I really hate how they divided up now with they did this with Samurai and Super Samurai,
yeah,
and now Megaforce and Super Megaforce, in that I don't mind the kind of new powers because it's what they did with the original Rangers with, you know, Morphin. Then they had the Thunder Zords and the Samurai and the whatever, and then Zeo and Turbo and all that other stuff. But this just feels really cheap, especially how they did it here because it was pulled from two different Sentai. So, like, their six member they got rid of, they're in between Megaforce and Super Megaforce.
Yeah.
I didn't watch all the Super Mega Force, so I don't necessarily know this answer. Did they ever explain what happened to it?
To Robo Knight.
Yeah.
Yeah, Robo Knight got kidnapped.
Oh, okay.
Because I came in and out of this when it came back. But he gets kidnapped at the end of... He gets found or something at the end during the gap. Then the Sixth Ranger, Orion, gets kidnapped as well, and then Robo Knight comes back, and then Orion comes back after also getting kidnapped. I think that's vaguely what happened, but for me to pretend that, you know, any of it made sense or there was a reason, because it's kind of like how in Mighty Morphin where the Green Ranger in the Sentai dies and he's just gone and then you bring him back, but here you're dealing with a character who is a robot, so you can't even blag it off and have him, oh, it's the same guy as the Silver Ranger now.
Yeah, that, I honestly thought that's what they were going to do. I thought they were going to have him go away and then come back as, like, oh, they converted me to a human or something. I thought that's what they were going to do. I was only curious because, like I said, I haven't been watching all of it, but I remember he's in the Legendary War, and then a good thing to see you back, buddy. I'm like, wait, did they ever explain what happened? Because last I saw you, didn't know where he was, but I guess they did explain that.
It doesn't mean that they explained it well, but they said something. Let's just say it like that. They said words. Let's not call it an explanation because it wasn't a very good one. They said words about it.
I was also going to say that the other fantastic thing about going from Megaforce to Super Megaforce is that they didn't have the same set of Power Ranger colors, so the Megaforce Black Ranger became the Super Megaforce Green Ranger, and there was no explanation to that. He was just like, oh, I guess I'm a different color now, even though nobody else on the team changed.
It's funny, though, because at the beginning, in that episode where he does get a East Gosei, who is... Let's be frank about this off the bat. He's the worst mentor in Power Rangers history, and there's been some pretty poor ones. But he said there's a simple explanation for that, and then there's a monster attack. And in the context of that, that was pretty funny. But little did we know at the time that would be the theme for the rest of the show, where nothing would actually be explained.
Yeah, and they kind of just crossed over a lot of stuff, because part of the problem with this is that they used the Sentai footage, mm-hmm. And one of the things is that, for us, it starts with Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, yeah. But the show, the Sentai it was based on, had 10 years of footage beforehand,
yeah.
So because they didn't want to cut around it, so they would get these old powers, like, oh man, these must have been some ancient Power Rangers or something, and that was pretty much it.
The thing that annoys me the most about that is that it's not that hard to explain your way around, really. All you say is that there were rangers from before them. They were not on Earth, because we've already established with the Aquatar rangers that there are rangers throughout the galaxy.
Well, that's the thing, and this season really was the hardest one to get around. It's always kind of been established that the Power Rangers exist in the same universe, but for the most part, like, the previous team got depowered or retired or whatever.
Yeah.
And in this show, it's really difficult to get around that, because you would have Power Rangers from previous seasons kind of show up in the background as, like, mentor characters or offering sage advice, and I'm just like... And we'll get to this at the end of the battle, because I'm just thinking, like, so you have this entire team of Power Rangers who are there, and they already wait until the very last moment to show up to help you?
They're the heroes that we need.
Yeah. And I guess we'll get to this, and I think we both kind of have to this. It's more of a pet peeve than anything else, is that the Mega Force and Super Mega Force were intended to kind of celebrate the 20th anniversary of Power Rangers. And they finish in the 21st year. Like, you can't even make the case, like, okay, it was still within that, like, 20-year anniversary from when the first season started. No, the first season premiered in, what, August of 1993.
Yeah.
And it finished in November of 2014. There isn't a 20... Like, no matter how you stretch it, it's outside that window of 20 years. And there was no reason for that, because... And I hate when Nickelodeon does this. I think Disney used to do it, but not as bad. Is that they break up their Power Rangers episodes awful.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. There's no reason that 40 episodes should span 2 years on any show.
It's like they didn't want to try more. You can limit it down. They don't have to have the 40 episode. No, what was it? What's like the older series... They were more episodes, and I think RPM was the lowest in comparison to everything else, but it was still long enough to where they didn't really need to break it up like this.
Yeah, RPM.
But then again, that was the Disney era.
Yeah, I was also going to say, I mean, Mighty Morphin's a bit different, because that was also a after-school show for us.
Yeah.
So it aired 5 times a week, so they had a lot more episodes.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So I think the first season's like 60-something episodes. The first 3 seasons of Mighty Morphin is 145 total.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot more episodes of that. And that's over 3 years. This is 40 episodes split up over 2 years. And it's the same thing they did with Super Samurai. And I think part of what kind of... So I can already say I'm a much older Power Rangers fan, so I've been around from the beginning. But I think part of it is just like a lot of these characters don't have any personality. That's not to say that Power Rangers is known for having great characters, but I mean, I believe with this and Samurai, they literally recruited models for the show.
Basically.
not people.
none of them that can read the script out loud and not have it sound like they're just reading it out loud. That's what it just sounds more like than they're actually performing for anybody. So it's like the Red Ranger in the Samurai was the worst at that, I think. Him and people give Troy, the Super Mega Force, a hard time, which I don't hate him. But the one in Samurai was definitely just, hello, I am the Red Ranger.
Yeah, and I think part of that kind of played, that kind of worked for him early on when he was kind of the stoic leader, because he was the Red Ranger who had trained and everybody else was kind of a noob. But as the show went on, especially when you get near the end, where he has to be emotional because he wasn't the original Red Ranger, and his sister comes to replace him, and there's like nothing there.
I'm going to try and do this as little as possible and compare it to the Sentai, because I think that's kind of the lazy thing, but there are things that they could have clearly inspired. So that whole Red Ranger thing, the fake Red Ranger, is from the Sentai. But in Shinkenji, they do it so much better, because she is not nice. It's just weird that, oh, she just turns up and goes, oh, okay, Jaden. Hi, bro. I'm going to be the Red Ranger now. And then she basically might as well not have turned up. Because, again, like you said, when you've got Shovel Face and he can't be bothered to portray any sort of emotion as to that after he's gone through all this journey, quote-unquote, and become more of a team player, and then he can't be the Red Ranger, he can't be the leader anymore, it all falls flat as a whole thing.
Yeah, it was really strange, and I think, again, partially because this show is designed to be more kid-friendly than that, mm-hmm. but it's also so weird that nothing has long-lasting appeal. It's like the old sitcoms where everything's kind of reset at the start of the next episode,
yeah.
and they'll go through it again. Like with this season, the black and green Ranger has a crush on the Ranger, and that's kind of like everybody knows it. She knows it. He knows it, and they just keep on going back and forth on it. And then, like, the conclusion of that is she kisses him, and somehow they're a couple now?
Just a kiss. She kissed him on the cheek.
Yeah, and everybody's like, oh, man! I'm like, wait, what happened here? Does that mean they're official? Like, that's a kiss you give to a friend.
But then she got... got to push their head closer to him, so that means they are basically one step closer to going down the aisle together. And that's what the whole the fan fiction and all the shipping will end up with.
Yeah, I thought the... But I thought the ending itself was kind of like... Did they retire from being Power Rangers? Did they stop? Like, he put his sword in the ground and they were like, we're going away. I didn't get that at all.
Everything about that war is kind of unclear. And the ending, why would you expect anything else?
Okay.
You've got to give it a little bit of credit for a bit of consistency. If they couldn't be bothered to care during the show, what's the point in caring at the end?
Yeah, but I mean, it's something that they built up over 2 years, over two seasons, because it was first established. It's like the opening shot of Megaforce. It's the Red Ranger, Troy, dreaming yes. of this battle. It's the first scene. It's like, we see this. And that's the first thing. And like, it's built up as something that... It's even in the opening of this show.
Yeah.
And you expected something bigger... But it's, and you mentioned this, you first told me about it, about the conclusion, and I think you were the one who first mentioned it, is that it's a completely backwards finale, because they beat the big bad in the previous episode.
No, they beat it during the episode.
No, I thought they beat a big bad the previous episode, and then a new big bad.
Oh, yes, yeah, he's done, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, we're going to introduce a new big bad for Climax. I'm like, okay, so... That's kind of backwards, but it's not something they've done it before where they've introduced a new threat near the end. Usually they introduce it and not just say, oh, here's his dad. And then one, he gets beat up by the red and silver ranger, and then they all kill him. And then it's like, you defeated the big bad now. So what is left? Oh, we're just going to fight an army of droids.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, the minions, the ones that everybody beats up every episode anyhow.
Yeah, and there's more of them now, so that makes it hard.
I mean, it doesn't, though. The only reason it's hard is because apparently every one of their powers were taken from them. I don't know how that works. But yeah, all their Megazoids were destroyed and stuff like that. And this is the point where all the Rangers from the past decide to show up, because they were all hanging out together, and apparently they all redeemed their powers, even though I'm fairly certain most of them had their powers stripped with them when the shows ended. I know Morphin did.
But you can allow Mighty Morphin, because he has his powers briefly in In the In Space episode, Adam?
Yeah. There.
And then he has, in Forever Red, Jason has it. And then in Once a Ranger in the Bastard Child series that is Operation Overdrive, he has the Black Ray powers then. So I can forgive those ones. The Zeo ones were never destroyed. The Turbo ones were destroyed. I think it's like the Zeo ones are the only ones from, and the Galaxy ones from the Saban era.
I also, I think, and then there's some other ones, like the, not, what was the, not Lightspeed Rescue, what was the other future one?
Oh, Time Force.
Yes, those were, not destroyed, but those were put into the future. They shouldn't exist.
Yeah, but then in Wild Force, Quantum, Eric and Leo, no, Wes have their powers.
Yeah, I mean, I've never gotten the whole, like, they play fast and loose with it, I don't know.
Yeah.
But it was strange, because, I mean, I think, I could be mistaken, but SPD wasn't there.
No, God, yeah, that's the one, that, SPD is the one that screws around the most, because SPD is set in the future, but they do come back to the present, so... How can their powers exist?
Yeah, but they weren't in this, which is one of the neater ones, I guess.
It was ridiculous, though. Cause
RPM doesn't make any sense either, because I thought RPM was like an alternate timeline.
It's an alternate dimension, yeah.
Yes, but how does that exist here?
Because he came to Samurai, and there was a Samurai crossover movie thing. So
yeah,
and have powers that I don't know.
Yeah, I get that, but even then, that's only one person. Like, it's not like it would be okay if it was like one, but it's the entire team. And the explanation is like, okay, maybe there was some residual power here and there, but it seems like everybody was full strength as well because they did their special moves at the end.
Yeah.
I mean, just going back before we get beat on this too much, is that I don't know if this was, I saw the episode on Nick, I don't know, they said that was this super epic finale, so I don't know if these scenes were in it as well in the full one, but they also had scenes early on where like some of the older Rangers came to help out civilians in trouble.
Yes, there are some of those, yeah.
Yeah, and I thought that was a bit on the nose. I mean, I guess it's a kid show and it's been in 20 years, but like, every time a character showed up, they would blink their helmet on.
Well, to be fair, they did that in Gold Kaiju, so...
Yeah,
just,
but...
It did look a bit hammy, though, when it did come up, because it's like, oh, your head is massive now, we have to stretch out the cost, got to stretch out that helmet.
Gosh, it's the In Space Ranger, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, well, you put on a few pounds, which is really funny because clearly the helmet that he wears in battle is the normal costume,
yeah.
But when he takes it off, he's like, that can't fit his head. And there was the one scene, I think it's in Space as well, where she turns and she's like, God, I love being a ranger. And then to really drive home the point.
Oh my God, I saw it for the first time yesterday. Because it's not in the original one that aired here like 2 months ago. That's one of the extra ones that they added. And I saw it on YouTube. I tweeted it out. That is probably the worst Photoshop or whatever that is that I have ever seen. Oh my God. That was terrible.
The thing is, it doesn't even look like a Photoshop. It already looks like somebody just pasted her head. It looks like a cartoon head on top of her actual body.
It looks worse than the end of The Day of the Doctor.
And that was some bad CG.
Yes.
But I'm like, why? Like, I get that you probably wanted to drive home the fact that who she was. But I'm like, you probably should. Somebody should have seen that shot and said, you know what? Let's just leave it. Let's just get rid of it. It doesn't need to be here. It adds nothing.
Or you just get her to put on the wig. Have her put on the wig instead of going, right, let's just paste it over her body and then that's it.
Again, it would be okay if they pasted it on her body. But really, it's just her head. And it doesn't fit the body because it's bigger than her actual headspace. And I'm like, I just watched, and even if they didn't have to keep her in it, like they didn't, they could have given that line to anybody else.
But she used to be evil.
I get that,
so
but
that, it's funny.
Yeah, and yeah, and I mean, to be fair, the audience that's going to watch this show probably doesn't care because she was with the film from In Space, and that was 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, yeah, it was just a bad shot. And I thought it was a terrible line as well, but I'll excuse it because it's Power Rangers, and to be honest, it's not known for the best dialogue in the world.
Yeah, you can use that, but even, it's not known for the best dialogue, but just basic story structure that these people are professional writers and they can't follow is a problem. And I don't think that can be as easily excused as ham-fisted dialogue, which, hey, I can deal with. I watch Arrow, I watch The Flash, they do it a lot.
Oh yeah, and but they embrace it, where I think Power Rangers, especially in the context of this episode, kind of want to take it, oh, it's the end of the world, or on our final reaction. I'm like, yeah. And then you have somebody who's like joking, I love being a Power Ranger. Like, that's something you expect from the Ninja Turtles. I love being a turtle. and it's also so sad that, I understand it's probably monetary reasons, but it's also so sad for 20 years of Power Rangers, you get maybe 10 Rangers to show up.
10 Rangers, and some of them are from the same one as well.
Most of them were from the same one, I think. I think almost every team had, like, every team that they had like, two or three members. Well, two members.
It's like the middle chunk are the ones that they ignore.
Yeah, it's,
really.
They mostly ignore the Disney era.
Yeah, which I think is a shame, because I really like the ones like Ninja Storm. So, just because that was the era of where they started to shoot in New Zealand, which again is weird that they didn't have more cameos from the New Zealand-based
Power Rangers series, which is the one, yeah, it was strange, because, I mean, no, the other ones, you probably had to fly from America over to here, where I'm sure, like, people from RPM and Mystic Force and SPD are probably over in New Zealand somewhere.
Because they did use them. Jaden appears in it, in an episode, in the weirdest face possible, the creepiest face that he gives onto us as he looks down the camera. And Casey from Jungle Fury appears in an episode.
Yeah.
I know that those are the appearances, but it's like, you couldn't get anyone else.
And it's weird, and they didn't get them back for the finale, which was strange. And I've always been, I love Tommy in this, because Tommy has gone through so many different Power Rangers costumes, that the one they bring him back in is really the one that has no power, which is a huge part of the first Mighty Morphin, is that the Green Ranger power no longer exists.
Yeah.
Which is why he becomes the White Ranger. But we'll bring him back as the Green Ranger, because he's been green, red, white, and black, or whatever he was in Dino Thunder.
Yeah, I like how he just pulls Sabah out of his ass. Just out of nowhere, he just pulls him out, and okay, that's a thing that happens.
Yeah, it was strange. And I was surprised he didn't give him, well, I guess he did, he was the one who got the final speech. And I have no idea what happened at the end. Like, they were victorious and they all exploded? I don't...
Yeah, that is, again, back to Gold Kaiger, why it doesn't make sense, is that in the film, the team-up film, that the whole legendary battle takes place in, they defeat the army... And their key, the powers go into space, the keys, and that's why the keys exist. But that doesn't make sense when pretty much every one of those teams are on Earth anyway. So why are they going, okay, let's go into space? It would have made sense if they did it, you know, the right way round, where everybody defeats, they need them all to defeat the grunts. Then they go, here you go, team, here's the powers, and then you beat the main big bad guy.
Yeah, it was really backwards, and yeah, again, like you said, I thought it was going to be a homage to the original Power Rangers, where they would travel around in the teleporters, but no, it wasn't. It was really strange. Yeah, and I was surprised. I thought it would have been a nice place for them to put "May the power be with you" or whatever they used to say in Power Rangers.
Protect you, I think.
Yeah. But no, and I thought the reason I thought it was so funny is because it seemed like it had a huge effect because it actually knocks the Rangers down. So I'm like, what's going on here? That it was so strong that it actually knocked them on their asses.
It was weird as well. It was like we've said on Twitter before, is that they were lazy about it. If you think about Megaforce in the grand scheme of things of a Power Rangers show, no, it is not the worst. It is not the worst series.
No,
when you think of it as something that's supposed to celebrate the 20 years of Power Rangers, as a celebration show, it fails on pretty much. On the fan service level, really.
Yeah, I mean, I think... And it was one of the reasons I came back to Megaforce is because I was like, oh, it's the 20th anniversary. I want to check it out. I figured they're going to throw it out and do something really special. And then I got these really wooden characters. I don't even know how to explain, I didn't get the whole power system at all. Like, I thought it was cool that they had these keys that gave them the original Power Rangers powers, but I never got why it was more powerful than their quote-unquote Super Mega Force form.
It's unclear, but the problem with having that, the way that they introduced the Super Mega Force powers makes every single one of the team weak. And it makes Orion the it makes Orion by far the most powerful one because by default he stays in Super Megaforce costumes. But we seriously need to talk about whether they were having to bring it over, why did they ignore that they were clearly pirates?
Yeah, that was another reason I wanted to check it out, because I thought the idea of pirates Power Rangers sounded awesome.
Yeah.
But no, they just completely ignored that, which I kind of get with the costumes. Okay, the costumes can go either way. But their Megazord was a giant pirate ship.
With a steering wheel! Look at the steering wheel!
And like, nobody mentioned it at all.
No.
Especially being that Megaforce was all animal themed, and then you have a giant pirate ship, and nobody's like, huh, how did this happen?
Well, the actual Megaforce is based around... It's what's the benefit is that Megaforce or Ghost Sager is angels, and that is weird. So that's why they just ignored that, which I totally get. Megaforce powers were a blank slate. You can just go, because those were animal based, vaguely animal based, and all that. You can just roll with that. But then they have pirates, and he has a pirate ship. He puts on his hat. He has a pirate hat. He's whirling his steering wheel. He has a sword and a gun, and he's shooting it like a pirate. I wouldn't have been surprised if they replaced Tensu and brought in the robot pirate from Gokaiger, and just didn't bother acknowledging that as well, especially when he lands on somebody's shoulders and they just ignore it. They just look at the camera and go...
Yeah, it was really strange. And as much as the 20th anniversary thing kind of sucked, I think I would hate this series more just for the simple fact that they ate the concept of a pirate-themed Power Rangers for this crappy-ass show. Because I think the idea is amazing of having... Because, I mean, there's only so many times... Like, really, Power Rangers falls into the same basic category almost every season. It's either animals, which, can extend to current animals or dinosaurs. It's cars.
There's general robot.
Yeah, and then, like actual ninja stuff, like Ninja Storm and Samurai and stuff like that. But pirates is a completely unique concept for them, and I was so disappointed when they just kind of glossed over the whole theme. And I understand it from probably a business standpoint that pirates, while cool, probably doesn't play well with parents.
But you can say that at the same time. But they don't have to be overtly pirates. If you get what I mean, they don't have to be evil pirates. Pirates of the Caribbean is what rating is that?
I think that it. I mean, it's a Disney movie, so I assume it's a kids' film. So it's
exactly.
Probably
so. I don't understand. You don't have to make it. Don't have to be going around raiding people and actually killing people.
No, and I could be mistaken, but wasn't the concept in the original Sentai that they were going around the globe looking for the powers, or
the Gokaiger? What happened is that they had the keys, but to find the great treasure that was on Earth, they had to meet the past, the rangers of the past, and get their permission. They condone them, and then they get the unlock the power of each team.
Yeah, and I assume they probably wanted to avoid that because it's not cheap, but it would have been awesome if they did it.
Yeah, you've got the pirate aesthetic, and it answers so many issues with how the powers that were destroyed and all that, is that they are pirated powers. They are not the real thing. And then that explains why, instead of saying that they are too weak to hold Super Mega Mold, it says that these are not the real things, so that's why they can't be sustained for as long. And there you go.
Yeah, because I never got why. Because all they would ever say is, like, oh, I can't hold this form anymore. I'm like, why? Like, I don't, like, if it drains you, why do you keep on going into it? Or worse, not that they go into it, but sometimes I didn't get how it worked because they would just kind of rapidly switch between them at times. And I'm like, oh, I guess it recharges? I don't really get that at all.
Or that they morphed, they morphed into Megaforce to then morph into Super Megaforce. It's like, because it's two different, it's worse than in Mighty Morphin, because these are two different morphers. Like when they went to Ninja Mode and then went into the Mighty Morphing powers.
I always thought Ninja Mode was so
two different morphers.
I always thought that was stupid as a kid. Like, I don't know how their ninja costume provided them any extra protection that they didn't have in their street clothes. So I never got why they needed an in-between phase.
Because if you add ninjas to anything, it makes it cool. So then there you go, that's why.
Except they were already ninjas. I mean, everybody on that show was kind of trained in martial arts. They spent half of their time when they weren't fighting Rita, fighting in martial art tournaments.
And doing gymnastics.
But, I mean, I used to remember that. This, I'm just like, I was watching, I'm like, I don't need, I can go with a lot of stuff, but a lot of this stuff, like, doesn't make any sense, but they just kind of like, okay, nobody's going to ask questions. The people who watch this are stupid, or they're kids, and they just see them fighting. But yeah, I was just, I'd watch it. I'm like, I don't get your power system. I don't get how it works. I don't get why you need these legendary forces if you can't use the power properly.
Yeah, that was one of the more frustrating aspects of it. Because again, like I said, it instantly makes them, despite having the powers of every previous show, makes them one of the weakest teams at the same time.
Yeah, it was, and it was a weak team for many reasons aside from their powers. Like we said, the acting was kind of wooden. I didn't really care for the threat that much in either of them. And again, wasting this amazing pirates theme on these same rangers, who again, and because most of their powers were derived from other rangers, kind of make them seem secondary in their own show. Because a lot of the enjoyment I got out of watching this was kind of seeing, like, oh, who are they going to be this week? And then you kind of get it really quickie. And it's the same thing with the Megazord, because they'd call on different parts from previous Megazords.
Yeah, and then just pop out. They put the key in, and then you just pop out. The Mystic Force Dragons pops out. Or the SPD car.
Yes, speaking of the keys, I would also say this is probably one of the cheapest and most low-budget bases the Power Rangers have ever had. It was just like a chamber with the toys along the walls. And this is coming from a team that has trained in a dojo with a rat. And this was kind of like, you couldn't put any effort into making this look nice.
Yeah, but they put all the effort in the robot. So why bother with everything else?
Yeah,
the
and
Alpha
I thought...
Alpha knockoff.
Yeah, I was about to say, that was the other thing that kind of drove me nuts about this, is that they wanted so bad to kind of remind people of the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. You had Gosei, who's the giant talking head, like Zordon. You had the annoying robot.
They also tried to tie it in as well, because Gosei Zordon was Gosei's mentor years ago.
Yeah. And again, something that they did with Samurai as well, but they had these really terrible remixes of the Power Rangers theme song. Well, I guess not remixes, but they used the basic beat and kind of evolved it for these two theme songs.
Evolved? That sounds a little bit generous. They just put some new lyrics.
Not even new, good lyrics, because half of the song is calling out the Rangers' names. Jaden, Troy...
Like, we just mixed two different teams.
But I just... Because they both songs did that.
Yeah.
It's like Troy.
Because
Noah.
It's a fighting game. All of a sudden.
Yeah, and then I think the rest of the song was like Mega Force.
I like the beginning.
Because it's a Power Rangers song.
It's called Mega Force. Power Rangers Mega Force. And then it has to go into the go-go.
Yes, and then they still... Because they did this... I forget which one it is. Is it Earth Defenders Never Surrender? Or is that Samurai? Okay, yeah, because they both had these really lame expressions. I forget what Samurai is. It's Samurai's Always Together? Or
Samurai... Samurai Forever something. Was that the second part?
Yeah,
Together, Samurai Forever, I think.
Yes, there we go. And like, okay, and you keep on saying it doesn't mean anything, but go on. I guess really quickly, just kind of, the next one coming up is Dino Charge.
Yeah.
Which, again, kind of, one, I think that, I mean, I understand it is the concept. I honestly do think dinosaurs are a bit fade out with them, even though I think this is only the third or fourth one that uses dinosaurs.
It is the third, yeah.
I think it's because Mighty Morphin was the first one. We always kind of associate them with dinosaurs. And then they did Dino Thunder, and now Dino Charge.
I think it's weird as well. Because when I came to realize, I think when Samurai was on, I discovered Sentai and actually knew what it was. So, Gokaiger happened. I was like, oh, okay, so the anniversary is in a few years. They're going to use this. Oh, they'll skip. They'll just skip a show. Skip Gokaiger. Because they skipped that. They basically skipped Dire Ranger and Kakuranger Ranger for the Thunder Zords and just use the Thunder Zords and the Ninja Zords. So I was like, okay, they'll just do that. And then now they've skipped another one, which would have actually been different as well, with basically special ops spies. Of Go-Busters. Now do dinosaurs, but we don't have to worry about the next one. They're not going to do the one after this one. Trains.
Oh, they'll do that.
They will. I promise you, they will not do Thomas the Tank Engine Rangers. They will wait until the next one, which is ninjas.
Why don't they've done trains before?
They had Lightspeed had a train Megazord, but this is full on train powers. Their morpher is a giant rail, and they put a toy train into it. They will not do this show.
You doubt Nickelodeon's audience. They will do this show, and it will become, and watch, it's going to become like the most popular Power Rangers show in like 10 years.
Train Force.
Yes, because...
Train Force.
I was about to say, it will be like Super Dino Charge, and then they have Train.
Oh, God. And it will make no sense. The powers will be nothing alike. It will make no sense, and it won't ever acknowledge it.
The trains are dino-powered. They're dino-charged up.
The ancient dinosaurs discovered the railway first. secret underground railway.
And you know they're going to do this now.
No, that's why they should have done with Turbo, with the Car Range. It was the whole reason why they have theirs. It's because of constellations and stars, and they come in the form of cars.
Oh, that is, yeah.
Yeah.
Turbos.
The Turbo ones where it never makes sense why. They got rid of the powers that evolve every time that they fight to fight a woman under a pirate with cars.
Yeah, it made no sense. That whole Turbo... I hate the Turbo Power Rangers movie as well.
Oh, I hate... You know, it's funny though. I hated that show. I hated that show and I hated that film as soon as I saw it. There's no sort of ambiguity where... And the thing that annoys me the most is that I watched most of it as well, despite hating it.
Yeah, I think, I mean, for my generation, I think Turbo is kind of a point. Because for a lot of people, myself included, what more than anything, what drives people nuts about Turbo is a little kid who grows up when he morphs.
It's funny as well, because I know why they did it. I get why they did it. Because the White Ranger and Dire Ranger is a kid, and he grows. But that, again, different audiences. But I wanted to be a Power Ranger, so it's kind of like a jealousy. But it made no sense why they'd be using this kid.
Yeah, it never made any sense why they would put him on the team or why he would be the only one who would stick around during the transition.
I mean, Zordon allowed it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Zordon was...
teenagers in the first place. But
yeah, that's to say, he had no problem with it because he had... Like, I mean, you have to assume that Power Rangers... If the age... Because the reason they stopped being Power Rangers in Turbo was because they were getting old and going away to college, which meant they were like 14 or 15 when they became Power Rangers.
And it also means, screw the world, let it burn, I need to go get my education.
It's no fault of theirs. I mean, Tommy did well, he became a doctor.
Oh yeah, that makes sense. Not even just a doctor. He got his PhD. Tommy got his PhD. He's a paleontologist. Nah.
In like 10 years.
Yeah.
Which is also kind of weird because, if ever read, he's kind of seen as like a layabout, because he's just like hanging out at the poolside.
Well, it was the summer holidays, so he didn't have to work during the summer holidays of his education.
I think it was Forever Red was
Wild Force.
So that was before he came back.
Yeah.
So maybe he was still working on his PhD.
Yeah, it was. I can't remember how long afterwards that is. Anyway.
The Dino Thunder is 2 years after Wild Force.
Yeah, because it's Ninja Storm, and then, because there's never a team up with Wild Force.
Yeah, that was another thing I found strange at this climax, is that they didn't have some of the extra Power Rangers, like Ninja Storm.
Yeah!
And Dino Thunder, you had like the three Rangers, which I thought was strange.
Especially when Ninja Storm Ninja Storm starts with three. But in the first 10 episodes, they're on five.
And they finish with like seven, don't they?
No, they finish with six.
Okay.
You've got the Samurai Ranger, which does appear. Then Samurai Ranger's in, yeah, the Samurai, they decide to cut him out, but he's in the final fight. Because that is great. Speaking of the Rangers that they showed, I was giving them credit for not showing the Green Ranger, not showing the White Ranger, and not showing the Red. No, not showing Tommy. Not having Tommy and Zio. That was it. Not having him in those ones, because obviously he's down there in the green one at the end. But you show TJ as the Blue Space Ranger, and have a Red Ranger as the Turbo. Who the hell is that?
They probably figured that nobody was paying attention to Turbo Rangers. But, it was strange. It was a strange, and somewhat, well, not somewhat, it was a really disappointing conclusion for this whole ordeal. I don't know. I mean, I feel like it was one of those times where maybe they should have dug into their pockets and done something different for their climax. Instead of just, like, trying to take this, they should have taken it and made it their own. There's only so many times you get... I mean, how many shows last 20 years?
Yeah.
and have such a rich history, and instead they just kind of made it like this really cheap. I mean, the whole thing was like, I think the whole thing from when they enter to when they, it's like 3 minutes. That's not what people waited 2 years. That's not what people waited two years for.
Yeah, you told it was coming out, but there were certain ranges people that said no, and they were only asking a few, and certain said no, and then you watch the episode, and you're like, well, what did you expect? Did you just do it so that you could say that you asked them? Because why are you going to fly out to New Zealand for that? Where you, unless you're Tommy, you ain't getting no lines.
Yeah, oh, one other person had a line in there, and that was the really stupid one we already discussed. But yeah, and even, like, I thought, like we mentioned before, they had the scene where they kind of help out throughout, and they could have done that. They could have done more of that, kind of shown the Rangers being helpful during a crisis, even when they aren't Rangers, or have the big batch open the end of the previous episode, and have this one kind of being like different Rangers being recruited to help out or coming out of retirement or something like that. But something more than having these Rangers play second fiddle for a 3 minute fight.
Yeah.
Because even with all this, the big fight was with the Super Mega Force Rangers.
Yeah. But that I believe that's how it should have ended, with those being the ones to defeat them. But it's like, you have what they should have done, the keys are just there, right? You assume that the only powers that are there are in the keys. The keys are never like, oh, we don't have access to these teams anymore. And then they turn up. It's just like, they just have powers now. They just do
it. Which, I mean, I would go with, just because, you know, it probably was too much to explain, but it just felt really half-assed, this whole ordeal, and that was the biggest disappointment of it all, is that it should have been something special. It should have felt like, you know, this is a celebration of 20 years of being a Power Ranger fan, and instead we kind of get this, this battle, which is, it won't be remembered. It was no different than any other Power Ranger battle.
Of course it will be remembered. There was the only thing that it will be remembered for what happened. That there were lots of different Rangers. And that's it. It will be remembered for no other reason.
Yeah, but even then, it wasn't even like they called out. Like, they mentioned a few teams and we had like 10 Rangers show up. Like, I don't even mind if it was like a 10-minute roll call of, oh man, there's Mighty Morphin, there's Zeo, there's Turbo. They did play four teams.
Yeah, but what kind of irked me the most is that when they beat them, I'm sorry, when Tommy, TJ, and Cassie and all of those guys come down, and they're standing there without their helmets, and then they tell them to take the lead to morph. You don't even get to hear and go, let's rock it. You don't even get to hear their own team's morph sequence as they put their helmet on or anything like that. It's like, that would have been just so easy to do. And it would have just that nostalgia, and it would have been worth it for just that. It'd make it seem more worthwhile.
Yeah, it's so strange. It was just really disappointing.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. I think we kind of came to the same conclusion. If you are a Power Ranger fan, avoid it. If you aren't a Power Rangers fan, this really won't do anything to change your mind. And I don't even know if I'm excited for Dino Charge. I will say this much, I'm happy for Dino Charges at least not using a riff off of the Power Rangers theme song. Because I think it's been like 5 years for us, because even before Samurai and Megaforce, when they got back to the license, they did kind of a Power Ranger, a Mighty Morphin remix, which is kind of like they took the show and they made it more cartoony, which is really saying a lot. With those added special effects.
I don't think they ever aired over here. I don't think that ever aired. They started I remember them showing Mighty Morphin again, but they didn't show that again. They never showed all this goofiness that you're talking about.
Yes, which you should be so happy for. Because, yeah, it had, like, comic book, you know, like, the old Batman TV show kind of pop-ups, and it had, like, some comic book skits in between with, like, oh, coming up on Power Rangers, and then it would show you what's going to happen after the commercial break, which is really stupid. Mm. Yeah, and all these, like, goofy sound effects. I mean, it wasn't that popular, because it didn't even last the full season.
No, they didn't even finish the series of it. Oh, that's great. That's great.
I honestly think they were just trying to buy time until... I don't even know if this is available anywhere else. It's probably, if you didn't watch it with Aaron, you probably...
I think it might be on Netflix over here, you know. I'm not 100% sure.
I would avoid it at all costs anyhow. But, yes. So, I think that's it. I honestly have no idea what this was, but it was fun.
Yeah. I enjoy talking Power Rangers as much as I can.
Yes, and it's not something you get to do often.
No.
I say this now, and I'll probably be back around for Dino Charge to talk about that and how much I hated the first episode of that. Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome.